Seattle City Councilmember Shama Sawant is a strong advocate for rent control to keep Seattle affordable for more people. Getting that in Seattle would require a change in state law. But there are no state laws against rent control for commercial properties. Today, Sawant proposed just that, along with a few other measures for small business people. She was joined at her press conference by business owners, including Seattle nightlife entrepreneur Dave Minard, who joins us. Thanks for being with us, Dave.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So why is rent stabilization important for small businesses in Seattle?
Well, let's back up a minute. I think that this is really about vision for the future of Seattle. So in talking with Sawant and other people, I think we believe that that small business is important culturally to Seattle, and that real estate speculators may not have the same vision for Seattle that we have. So I think we have to look more what we want our neighborhoods to look like and then work backwards to develop policy. And I think that this is a policy that could help. For instance, Highway 99 Blues Club down on the waterfront, their lease is up and their rent's going up 100%, so they're closing down. Do we want a Bartels on the waterfront, or do we want a music venue on the waterfront? And we have to ask ourselves that as a city and then develop policy about that.
Without getting into a great deal, what would this actually do to protect small commercial business owners?
I think it would put some limits on how much rent can go up at the end of a lease. And there's not an exact proposal for what those limits would be yet. That will get developed by the task force that Sawant wants to put together. But I think that it's reasonable to have some limits. I mean, rent shouldn't be going up 100, 200, 300% and driving out small businesses.
So a limit of some kind, and then what qualifies as a small business?
Well, we have that encoded in city law already. So if you look at the minimum wage ordinance or the paid safe and sick time ordinance, they both have definitions of small business. It's around 500 employees.
Anything smaller than that is considered a small business?
Yeah.
Now, this idea of rent control is, of course, very controversial for apartments, but also for commercial properties. We talked to Evan Loeffler this morning, a landlord attorney for the Loeffler Law Group. He says commercial rent stabilization won't make things cheaper for small businesses, partly because commercial leases are different than residential leases. Here's what he said.
Let's look at what office tenants really want. They want comfortable buildings with state-of-the-art climate control, telephone service, internet, fancy lobbies, fast elevators, and enough parking. How will landlords be able to keep up with these requirements if the landlord cannot raise the rent to cover these expenses? And the answer is that while rents may be kept artificially low, the cost of improvements will be passed on to commercial tenants in special assessments and tenant improvements, similar to what condo owners get from condo associations.
Dave Minard, what's your response to that? He says rent stabilization is just not a good idea.
Well, all those things he mentions, elevators and Wi-Fi and et cetera, I don't think that all small businesses need or want those things. And so I think his premise
But even if they're not office buildings, a nightclub needs certain amenities mm-hmm. built into it that need to be provided by the landlord. I think his point there is that the landlord won't be able to provide those things.
Very little, and maybe they get passed on. But again, I think we have to look at how this law works. And what I don't believe is that we shouldn't have any rent increases ever. I think that rents need to go up, building owners need to make a profit, and there should be profit incentive for developers. I'm not at all a lesser Seattle guy, a stop development guy, but I do think we have to look at what smart, sustainable development is and how that affects our culture and our neighborhoods.
I want to get your response to another thing Evan Loeffler told us, in which he really doesn't like this idea of sort of rent controls for commercial properties.
By putting restrictions on the ability of a commercial property owner to charge fair market rent, the long-term result for small businesses will likely include less incentive to rent to small businesses, who will create new legal hurdles further on down the line, and less ability on the part of the landlords to invest in improvements to commercial buildings to keep those buildings current and attractive to prospective new tenants.
So his point there is that if you're a small commercial business, you might have a hard time getting a location because landlords are going to go, I don't want to rent to that person because I'm going to have to keep the rent low.
Well, again, I think that rents should go up, and I think that there still should be profit motive. I'm not anti-profit. But also, I think that if you look at the rest of Sawant's plan, there's other points to it. One of those points is that we should incentivize leasing to small businesses. And one easy way to do that is to lower or give a tax break in the commercial lease tax to people renting to small businesses. So I think that, again, this isn't The rent control part of this shouldn't be looked at in a vacuum. There's other policies that we do this. We need to support small business in this community and keep them alive. My vision for the for Seattle isn't a bunch of new buildings with Bartell Drugs in the bottom of each one, or CVS pharmacies, or Chase Banks. We need to look at what we want the city to look like and then develop policy around getting there.
Would you benefit from rent stabilization? Would your businesses benefit from that?
Probably. I mean, I may be, by the time my leases come up in 10 or 20 years, no longer considered a small business. But again, I think that this is about the kind of community I want to live in, not necessarily what's good for my businesses. And I think that when you talk about developers that live in Seattle, they may like these policies more and be less profit motivated by, say, out-of-town developers who are looking to flip buildings.
Dave, you've been called the Prince of Pike Pine. Five Point Cafe, Lost Lake Cafe, Comet Tavern, Grimm's, Big Mario's. You've had a partial interest in the Capitol Hill Block Party in the past and a record label. Are you really a small businessman?
By the city's definition of small business, sure, and I'm an entrepreneur. I own small businesses and I have different partners, and I think so. But more than that, I care about small business, and I want to live in a city that encourages small businesses and has small business. I would rather shop at Elliott Bay Books than a national chain bookstore. I would rather go to Easy Street Records on Lower Queen Anne than the Chase Bank that's there right now. I would rather go to a small restaurant than a chain restaurant. So,
does Shama Sawant have any other support for this on the city council as it currently exists?
Not that I know of, but the plan just came out this morning, so I assume people are signing on as we speak.
And it wouldn't probably go into effect until after new council members take office either, would it?
I think that's the case. But I really think that this is a plan that other council members and the mayor can sign on to. I don't think this is exclusive of anyone. And there may be more controversial parts of this plan, but say the part about late night transportation is something three mayors have talked about. We haven't done anything about it, but we should be.
Have you talked to any council candidates who say, yeah, I would definitely support this if I get elected?
I haven't, no.
Okay. Dave Miner, thank you so much for stopping
by. Thanks for having me on.
Really appreciate
Always.
It. We've been talking about a rent stabilization for commercial business proposal that Shama Sawant has. You're listening to The Record on KUOW Seattle.